But as we speak, each of us in our visitor's position are moving closer and closer and closer to your system. You look out and you see our stars, and one may even look bigger than the star next to it. That's two reasons. We are much closer now, and we are big. My ship is big enough, the Phoenix is big enough, that it will block out the sun in your solar system, period. Block it. That's big. So when you look out and see us, know that we are there. And we do know what we're doing. And whether or not this blessed planet, it is blessed. The United States of America is blessed. But there's going to be a purification and a cleansing. I don't think that any of you really want to head for this New World Order. And it will not come or go easily. They're in the midst of fall now. But that does not mean that you are going to perceive a positive resolution. Because you see, a lot of the things that you fear are not the things that will be your problem. So we'll wink at you from time to time so that you know that we're there. You're going to begin to find all sorts of confirmations. And where Nora is concerned, if you're going to be around this week or if you need to be away this week, I would most certainly appreciate it if you would give us notice, because we're going to need some Phoenix Institute attention. And it can't be done by an advisory board. It's going to have to be done by the board. Then we can easily work around it.
Amanda,
yes.
Could you explain how, if you want to make $1 billion, you borrow two and pay back one? It seems like I don't get it. Sounds like a great idea, but you still owe $2 billion.
Not if you're working with a Khazarian banker. He starts with four and ends up with 40, and he loans you two and keeps one. That's $41 billion now he's got. It's very simplistic when you actually think about it. And the added $500 million or whatever you're going to borrow from him and pay back to him is simply purchase price. So it's very nice if it's split so that he gets half up front anyway. Then he's very happy to loan you some that you pay for up front with the amount of the interest that you would pay over a period of time. It just stops the usury. It's the same amount of ripoff. But if it's yours to start with, do you see?
Yeah.
If it's ours to start with, we are letting him in. And he's going to deal. But in each instance, we need his value base. Or it's going to have to go against the treasury. And that's going to be a no-no. And there's no one who understands that better than the ones already circulating out there. You know, this gentleman says, "Oh my God, you mean you think that they are going to tell you this is good?" They're not going to help you. They're going to deny everything. They deny everything even when it's good.
That's right.
So if it's going to put them out of business, you can bet your bottom dollar they will lie to you until hell freezes. So you've got to work with ones who understand the system. And it's going to take some pretty big operators on a very big scale. And I like to think of myself as a big operator on a big scale. It doesn't mean that you aren't capable of it. It's just that you don't yet believe it. So we'll have to get it done any way we can. Well, not any way. We'll get it done properly in the way it's structured, with integrity. And then whatever we build, We don't have to run hide. And if they come and confiscate it, wave goodbye. But remember something. They have to live too. And they have to live by fooling all of the people left almost all of the time. So the lie begins to be the easiest thing to believe. And ones actually, after they tell their lie so many times, especially if it feeds their own ego, they begin to believe it. Just like Mr. Green. If he tells people enough that, first of all, you see, he said, well, I probably put 400,000 in. Then it was 600. Then it was 800,000. Then it's now it's over a million. While he had his own creative financing going, and it was all going to him. So after you scratch your head a while, you realize that there's something wrong here. But these people lie to themselves and everyone around them until they believe their own lie. But you have to look underneath. What is it they want? What are they after? How can this go on and on and on while they say you are even claiming that you are delaying these? The Institute has no alternative but to have a council. Mr. Abbott has said he's going to get rid of all the councils. They go into court. Mr. Abbott gets up there and says they've had 9 law firms. Now, he's already told George he's going to get rid, Green, he's going to get rid of all of the attorneys that come to help us. Mr. Ellie, in turn, can point out, well, Your Honor, they have had the one before me and me. That's 2 in this case. That's hardly 9, is it? So after a while, as their lies get bigger and bigger and bigger and different, and yours stays the absolute same, with honor and integrity, I'm telling you, you will make it. How will you make it? That remains to be unfolded, and I'm not going to discuss it because I don't want any more to have it come back to me. That if you hadn't put that in the paper, or if you hadn't said that, we wouldn't have this problem. And that means that an awful lot of you who deserve to be informed are going to not be. And it will have to wait until after the fact. But as far as fractional banking and this type of thing, you can go into a bank right now, and many of them overseas will sell it as, quote, arbitrage. Forget that old bargaining. It's just not, that's all it is, bargaining. You can turn money into a trading program, and they can go with the difference between what they could buy it for, what they sell it for, and so forth. But what basically happens is you go in and you borrow enough money to pay their bills, to pay their fees. And then you don't have to worry so much about paying it back. They're not going to hound you. And if you don't ever pay it back, they will sort of let you drift away if you've already paid them for it. In other words, you have bought money rather than rent it. And either way, in this world of non-value, do you see that you have just paid double in their money? And that's the kind we like to use, their kind, backed on our kind. And then we both win. There is some value in both. But you're hearing these politicians come out now and say, we can do this because we can go back on a gold standard, and we can do this. And they know that certificate's there, and they know it's good. The point is to not let it fall into the trapper's hands. So if you have to wait a little longer in the recovery, at least you will still have your asset upon which you can recover. So it's a time of also playing out little vignettes. And I have one to play out this afternoon, and that requires a secretary, so I really do need to go. So if I may,
thank you for the time, and also I must say that I'm privileged to be here today, even though I didn't know there was a meeting. I was told there was no meeting, but I came anyway just to look at the town, and then I'm very happy that everybody here did welcome me to the meeting. And I want to thank you again, Commander, for the time you spend of your all the precious time you have to come here to share with us all the information and all the lesson. That's all, actually.
I'm a little embarrassed to say I have nothing but time. And we had not planned a meeting. But when you ask, well, am I worth it? You have no idea how much you are worth. And I would have asked you to get up here and speak and share. But because we didn't tell you there would be a meeting for you to do that, I don't want to embarrass anybody. But you have a lot to share, and maybe you will do that. And we thank you for coming, and we certainly thank you for bringing Maria with you. And give our love, our very closest and deepest love, to the ones back at your home. Does that bring us to close enough that we can go?
Commander?
Yes.
Just remember in the July issue, I think it was, there was a young man who accurately predicted the 89 San Francisco earthquake to the day and the minute, give or take a.m., p.m. That same article seemed to indicate 5 to 5.5 months in his visions that some major movements might happen in L.A. What would you comment on that?
Mm-hmm. Closer to 3 or 4 months.
From what date?
You find it, the original date, and you calculate it.
I'm not comfortable building
Thank you, Commander.
Salud. Salud.
You're welcome.